We bring on Andy Hodges of Hog Country Online. Andy, good afternoon.
How's it going, guys?
Going good, going good.
Rainy.
SEC, yeah, a little rainy, but a good night to stay inside and watch SEC hoops on the TV finally.
It's going to be a lot of it tonight, and probably as interesting a game as anybody will see. It's going to be in College Station tonight because I don't think anybody knows how this Arkansas team is going to react on the road against a team that they should win against.
And it is a team that they should win against. And, Andy, you look at their schedule to open SEC play this year, it's very favorable for Arkansas to start on a very good note, but you have to win on the road, and it starts tonight with winning that first game at College Station against A&M.
And that's been a problem for the past few years, is Arkansas winning on the road. What did they win last year? One game on the road?
I believe so.
I think that was it. And, you know, the coaches before, we're not going to throw them under the bus too bad, but there were some offers in there as well. And so this is the chance for Mike Anderson and this team to get off on the right foot on the road and start it off with a road victory. And looking at Texas A&M, this is a team that they can do that with. Texas A&M missing a lot of scholarship players. They're down on numbers right now, and this is a chance for Arkansas to start the SEC season off big time with a win.
What do you look for in tonight's game? What's one thing you want to see as we start conference play that you hope that we can improve on and build on that we haven't been doing so far this year?
Imposing their will from the start against teams that want to play in a different manner than Arkansas does. If you the game against Delaware State the other night, they were obviously much, much better than Delaware State. Still, it took them half of the first half to get their will imposed on Delaware State and start running away with that thing. I think that's what Mike Anderson wants to see, and he would love to see it on the road against a team that Arkansas is simply better than. Go out and impose your will on them. Rebound the ball, get it running, play the game at the pace that Mike Anderson wants to play.
And it seems like we ask you this almost every time we have you on, but have they found a third person to step up and be a key player along with B.J. Young and Marshawn Powell?
Guys, I think that's going to be a situation where they deal with it on a game-by-game basis until somebody really steps up and does it. You know, Cody Clark hit big threes against Delaware State. They've been looking for that from him. If he can continue to do that, he's going to be a candidate for that role. Kai Madden will be back for this game for the first time where he's been really completely healthy with both ankles getting injured. You know, if Kai starts scoring, and Kai can score. That's what a lot of people don't understand. Kai Madden can score. He just hasn't. He's been more efficient giving the ball to other people and letting them do their thing. And if he steps up, he can do it. If Michael Qualls can get free down low, if the play of Mickelson and Powell can free up some space down low, Qualls could step up and be that guy. It's going to be a game-by-game deal. Anderson will go with the hot hand until somebody steps forward and proves for two games in a row that they are ready to be that person.
Yeah, you look at Mardrakus Wade and Hunter Mickelson. I think those two guys are going to be given the best opportunity. And like you just said, whichever one of those guys has kind of got it going that day might get a little, even though they're not playing the same position, but might get a little more playing time because they're both able of having a double-digit scoring game.
Yeah, it's going to come down to who has the hot hand. And Hunter has come a long way from the beginning of the season. He's becoming much more aggressive down low, which is something that I know that they've wanted to see going all the way back to his AAU days. And that's something that they're wanting to see from Hunter, and he's doing that a little better. And you can see he's getting up into double-digit rebounds, had a couple of double-double games, and that's something that they've been wanting to see from Hunter for over a year.
Andy, let's switch gears to football now. Obviously, Tim Horton no longer a part of the staff that Brett Bielema is putting together. He still has one coach to have join his staff. Any word on who that might be and when that announcement might come?
Well, I was looking for it on Tuesday because, unless I'm wrong, that's the last college game to be played this year. And I was looking to see if there was going to be an announcement. And I've asked people, and the usual answer I get is a shrug of the shoulders, that nobody really knows who that's going to be.
Talk about, if you will, real quick, the dominance of the SEC showing up again. Some people thought that, well, you had LSU lose to Clemson, Florida lost to Louisville. But then over the weekend, A&M rolls over Oklahoma. Ole Miss blew out Pittsburgh, and Alabama's able to blow out Notre Dame in the national title game.
Well, it's like I say every year when it comes down to bowl time, you tell me which team wants to be in that bowl game, which team has something to play for, and I'll tell you which team is probably going to look best. Matt, you've been in bowl games where the team, one of the two teams there, they had no interest in even being there. It was kind of like a downer to the whole season to even be there.
You're right. The Cotton Bowl, my freshman year, we really wanted to be there, and Oklahoma just came off of a national championship, and they didn't play that well, as good as they could have played, and we had a chance to win that game, although they did win. But you're right. They from what they had did the year before, they weren't really excited to be there at the Cotton Bowl.
And I think we saw with Florida and Louisville, we saw a situation just like what we saw after the 2008 season with Alabama and Utah. Florida's fans obviously didn't want to be there. None of them went. So that was a situation where the Gators simply weren't into it. They didn't care about that game. And you see that from time to time, so it's a little difficult to make many judgments off these bowl games. But the SEC, hey, everybody else is playing for second place. They're going to take this playoff thing to 18 simply because they're going to have a situation, and it's going to happen sooner rather than later. Just like I said, you would have two SEC teams in the national championship game. You're going to end up with a situation where three of the four top-ranked teams coming down to the end of the season are all from the SEC, and how are you going to put all them in a 14 playoff? Well, you will have everybody screaming.
And that's the problem is, will the committee allow that to happen? Will the committee allow three teams from one conference to get in?
I just don't know that it will, especially if you have an LSU that has two losses, but then you have an Ohio State that goes undefeated. And although LSU can beat Ohio State, it's going to be tough. And I might agree with you, Andy, that they might need to go to eight teams.
Well, that's what I said years ago that what you're looking at under this current setup is you're looking at a situation where a one-loss SEC team very easily could end up in the national championship game against an undefeated team from the same division. That's exactly what we had with Alabama-LSU. And after seeing Notre Dame's pathetic performance and just to see the difference in the athleticism and everything else between the two teams, it's going to be a situation where four teams, half of it, I think we can all agree right now, half of it's going to be SEC from the jump. I mean, there's no way that two SEC teams are going to be worse than anybody else coming out of college football as things are right now. And I think you're going to see an expansion to eight teams within 3 to 5 years.
Andy Hodges of Hawk Country Online joins us. One more quick question, Andy, before we go back to the phone lines here on overtime. You have had conversations with Nick Saban before.
Yeah.
How driven is he to become known as the best coach ever in the college football game?
I honestly don't think that's what drives Nick. I think what drives Nick is just winning. He just wants to win, and he'll let everybody else sort out the accolades of where he falls into that. As he said after the game the other night, Monday night, you know, maybe someday when he's sitting by the riverbank and looking out over the water, he'll wonder about his place in the pecking order of college football. But right now, I don't think that's what drives Nick. I think what drives him is just to be number one and stay there. He reminds me a lot in that way of Coach Bryant and what he used to talk about. Every year he started off with a roadmap to win the national championship. That's the only thing he cared about. I don't think Coach Bryant ever gave a second thought to where his order was in the pecking order of college football coaches of all time. All he wanted to do was be number one at the end of every season, and I think that's pretty much the way Nick approached it.
I said one more question, but after what you said, I've got another one. When Brett Bielema was announced as Arkansas's next head coach, he didn't get up there and promise national championships. He promised taking – he's talked about taking this program somewhere they had never been before, and that's winning an SEC championship. And if you look over the past 7 years, that's probably tougher than winning the national title.
Oh, yeah. If you win the SEC championship, the odds are, and history, recent history tells us, you're going to be the national champions. And for Arkansas, just winning that championship game would be an area that they have never gone to before. And it's going to be difficult, and it's going to be an interesting ride to see how he goes about building a team to challenge for that.
Andy, what can we find online today and in the print edition this week?
Well, we have our top 10 rankings that Ron Crawford does. He ranks the top 10 high school teams in the state of Arkansas. North Little Rock's on top. And coming up this week, it'll either be tomorrow or the next day, we're going to have a story on Nick Smith from Bentonville, who last night scored 44 points, a school record 19 rebounds in one game, and has really emerged as one of the best high school players in the state of Arkansas.
All right, Andy, as always, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.